Hey friends, it's your boy Matt Donald here to let you know once again that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for the Ritwit and Paleobites, my two podcasts, my two little podcasts that could. For the bonus Paleobites content, we're discussing pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Dinosaur King, a video game turned anime, turned card game. It's basically Pokemon, but with dinosaurs. It's great stuff. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with the ferociousness of T-Rex, the kindness of Stegosaurus, the validity of Apatosaurus, and the intelligence of Truodon. I misread my script. The ferociousness of Apatosaurus, the kindness of T-Rex, the validity of Truodon, and the intelligence of Stegosaurus.
That's a good combo.
My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the still overlord of dinosaurs. He successfully fought off that challenger.
Yep. He came in and he didn't even put up much of a fight.
Just one punch and he's out.
Yeah, exactly. Not quite one punch man, but you know.
One and a half punch man. Well, you get a punch and then a kick.
I used some of that that super power flower stuff.
The super power flower.
Super power flower.
Flower power flower.
It was good though. It actually got a lot of views on YouTube. We didn't televise it because we figured the YouTube's kind of the way to go in the future.
Right. Exactly. Oh wait, your name's Lawrence Mack. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi. How's it going? I'll hail the Overlord.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Oh, sure, you're worthy. Just keep bowing for another 8 hours. You'll get there.
Okay. Oh man, it's hot in here.
No kidding. I see your glasses are all fogging up.
Yeah. Well, that's just because I have a mask on. We're recording this in this fancy studio.
Yeah, very fancy. Has the sound boxes to. Dull the
computers.
Echo and everything.
Look at this thing. What is this machine here? I don't know what it's doing. Should I just press all these buttons, see what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. Dinosaurs didn't have machines. We just eat one of those.
Yeah. what if I accidentally press one of those and it all goes to hell and it's like deleting?
Right, deletes the whole thing.
Yeah, not even just mine. Like everyone's podcast
that
uses the studio. It's just gone.
Just gone forever. Shuts down the whole thing, erases everything.
Right.
All the software.
Right.
Is that a light? I can't imagine how hot it would be in here if the light was on.
I don't know. There's also a phone. So we can call. Apparently you can use Skype in this thing too. Report from people from far away. Seems a bit too technical for me.
I mean, technology is the future, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But.
Yeah, no, I like technology. I like the future. I'm not exactly a dinosaur in the other sense of the word.
Right. I like to try and embrace it, but, you know, make it a little easy for me. I'm not a coder.
Yeah. Some of these new social media apps, I'm just like, well, what is TikTok?
Oh, man, I love TikTok.
You do? What is TikTok? I have no idea what it is. Isn't it like Vine, but slightly longer?
Yeah, like, you can make videos just as short as Vine. I don't know if you know Thomas Sanders. He was a big Vine person. He's on TikTok now, and he does a lot of the same stuff he was doing before.
Right.
But yeah, TikTok is basically just the new version of Vine. There's even TikToks about like, oh, I'm just here for the Vine energy.
Okay, so I guess the dinosaur-like question for this week then is, if you could bring a dinosaur to TikTok, why? And which one?
And how? A Stegosaurus.
A Stegosaurus.
That's.
Well, behold, it's a Stegosaurus.
So that's actually a TikTok.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Stegosaurus. It's also a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Velociraptor.
So there's this. I don't remember who it was or whatnot. It's a sound. A lot of people use it.
Sorry, I'm gonna keep going.
And he names like three or four different ones, It starts always talking about, like, he was in a museum and the person points out a T-Rex. He's like, I know what a T-Rex is, and that's a Stegosaurus, and there's a Golosoraptor.
It's fun just to add ma to random things. Like, I'm on the computer mature.
We're making podcasts.
Am I on the intermanet?
Intermanet. I wish my intermanet worked.
Yeah, there's a coronavirus. That's a way to make it funny. All these hundreds of thousands of people died. Coronavirus! So.
Yeah! Put that on.
I shouldn't jazz. Dark humor, guys.
Right, yeah, we're pretty dark in here.
Okay.
Actually, one of my favorite TikTokers does some really crazy dark humor.
Oh, really?
It's terrifying. It starts to go one way, and you're like, is she finally making a serious TikTok? Nope. There's a bad pun in it. And I,
okay. I saw this one, this picture on TV Tropes. This is one of my favorite things of dark humor. Uh-huh. The trope was homicide machine, and the picture they used was a little kitten inside a blender.
Oh.
The blender wasn't turned on. He was just he was just sitting in there. It was a real photograph too. And it's like,
what?
He was just hiding in there. He thought it was cozy. It's like, please don't press that button.
Right? Hopefully that thing's unplugged.
But I just saw that picture, I couldn't help but laugh.
Right. Cats like kittens, kittens like to get everywhere.
It's like, little does he know.
Uh-huh. Hey, cats probably will fight it off.
Yeah, cats are spawns of Satan anyways. Wait,
yeah,
wait, did
exactly.
I say that out loud? No.
Probably wouldn't even affect them. Like, I'm already...
You just make them stronger. All right, well, speaking of... nothing that we just said. We're talking about Styracomosaurus.
Styracomosaurus.
Styracosaurus. It means spiked lizard.
Spiked lizard. Nice.
It means spiked ma lizard.
Spiked
ma lizard.
Spiked lizard ma.
Spiked Lizamurd.
Lizamurd, yeah, there we go.
I'm just going to do this all the time now.
Yep, so. Yep, that's going to be the whole episode, guys, if you don't like it.
It's a type of Centromosaurin ceratopsian. Okay, I can't. Ceratopsian. Centrosaurin ceratopsian. Size 16 to 18 feet, slash 5.7 meters long, 2 to 3 tons. Diet was a herbivore.
You mean it ate plamants?
Diet late Cretaceous. 76 to 75 billion years ago. Location, Alberta, Montana.
Oh, no, Canada.
Canada.
So you know the joke about how they named Canada?
They're like, Canada. What? No. Yeah, what is it again?
They had three guys, and they're like, you know, we need to name this country. We're going to name it. And they're like, oh, well, we'll pull some names out of a hat, eh? I was like, okay. C, eh? I guess we'll pull this out. Oh, yeah. N, eh? So we'll pull this out. Oh, D, eh? And then somebody, they left out the purse. There was a fourth person there, and in the middle after N, A, they picked out M, A, but the Canada did not sound good. So they just killed the guy who said M.A.
I love Canadian humor.
Right? Isn't that great?
Yeah, like, I just think it's so great. Like, one day Canada will take over the world, and then we'll all be sorry.
And a lot nicer.
Yeah, it's like, if it was Captain Canada, it wouldn't be civil war. It'd be civil discussion.
Yep, exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, but I can't do it with these accords. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't.
Go ahead and take that land. I don't need it.
Yeah. Wasn't there a battle in Canada where these guys tried to bring their troops in via train in Canada?
That would not surprise me.
And they're just like, wait a minute. They know exactly where this is going because it's on a train track.
Oh, my goodness. We're not crossing any bridges here, are we, guys?
We're just burning some bridges at this point. Yeah. All right, so Styracosaurus described bridges? In 1913, pop culture appearances, Disney's Dinosaur, The Good Dinosaur, the Pixar movie that I never saw. But
I haven't seen that one either. Yeah. It's on my list. I heard it was good, actually.
I've heard it was okay.
Really?
Yeah,
interesting.
I don't know. I don't really have much desire to see it. I don't know why. You'd think I would. I'm like, duh, 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 duh.
Right. It's not like the animation stuff. I think we probably talked about it on here
yeah,
before.
Yeah, like they look the way too cartoony.
Yeah, but the backgrounds and the scenery was all very super realistic.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That was
looking.
My problem with it. Like, it's like, why didn't you make it like No, I guess you want to, like, don't want to necessarily have it look too much like the dinosaur movie.
Right, but still.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I always wanted to make a sequel to that. So yeah. That'd be cool.
It was successful. I don't know why they wouldn't have.
Right? They make sequels to everything else. It's Disney.
They're going to make a live-action remake of Dinosaur, even though it was already basically that.
Right, yeah, that was really darn close to live-action. Anyway. That was the spiritual predecessor to this new Lion King.
You know what I don't get? The new Lion King, okay, I know everyone says, oh, it's actually, they say it's a live-action Lion King, but it's almost, it's entirely animated, right? So, but yeah. It's still called live-action. It's not considered an animated film. Dinosaur, which came out 20 years before that, it's considered an animated film, but it actually used real backgrounds. Like, they filmed those places on location.
Yeah, they just added in the dinosaurs, right?
So that's more live action than Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to call one live action, you got to call the other one live action.
Right.
At the very least.
Well, and also, like, if one of them is going to be live action, it's that one. If the other one is animated, like, why is Dinosaur called the cartoon and the live action Lion King is the live action Lion King?
Right.
I don't get it.
There should be, like, a new, a middle kind of thing where it's, like, it's obviously animated, but it's so realistic it looks live action. Because, I mean, it looks like it could
be photorealism. It's a style. It's, like, there's surrealism, there's photorealism, there's cartoonism. Cartoonimism.
Is there a skinemism? Schism?
Schism?
Schismism?
Schismism. Prism. All the colors.
Right. A prismism.
Prismism. I was also in Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, Jurassic nice. World Evolution, Zoo Tycoon Dinosaur Digs, objectively the best installment of the Zoo Tycoon series.
Nice. Obviously. 10 out of 5 stars.
All right, so the Stegosaurus, this spiky boy, was a favorite among those who wanted to feature a horned dinosaur, but Triceratops is just too cliche of a pick.
Right. Yeah, you look at Triceratops. It's like a Triceratops school's classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Why would you ever pick Triceratops over how is it pronounced again?
Styracosaurus.
Styracosaurus. I kept getting the muh in there.
I was going to say Styracosaurus. Styracosaurus.
It totally threw me for a loop, but I forgot how to pronounce it.
Okay, think of a pigsty. Think of a big rack.
Oh, Styracosaurus. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Think of an O. And think of a
donut. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And think of a saurus, like a dinosaurus.
The dinosaurus. All them dinosauruses out there.
By the way, that big rack is a tennis rack, by the way. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I expected better from you.
I thought we were talking about a deer rack.
Right, I was like a big rack of stuff on a yeah. shelf, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
In my hoard.
All right, so Stegosaurus is number 2 in the list of most famous ceratopsians, and honestly, number 2 isn't a bad place to be. Just ask all the coprolites. Ah, got him.
What's the coprolites or coprolites?
Some of these are harder than others.
Right. Oh, I know.
Anyway, Stegosaurus had 4 to 6 long spikes extending from its neck frill. In addition to a single horn from its nose, based on other finds, the number and arrangements of these spikes vary depending on the individual. Some had the lower 2 spikes in a more curved formation, while others had broader spikes, others had long spikes.
Interesting. Well,
interesting, a lot of variance in the single species.
I was going to say, they didn't try to rename them, or didn't try to make them different species, basically.
Yeah, hear that, Jack Horner? Yeah. Why don't you think those are different species?
Come on, man.
Actually, he thought that Triceratops, one of the things he did that was just clearly trying to be controversial and just trying to throw a stick in the mud of paleontology or whatever, is just trying to keep it. Anyways, he was like, no, Triceratops isn't valid. It's actually a subadult Torosaurus. He's trying to get rid of Triceratops.
Is he just trying to get rid of all the smaller dinosaurs? I mean,
he's just trying to ruin everyone's fun.
If anything is smaller than another dinosaur, it instantly must be the juvenile.
Well, not only that, if that the scientific naming it dictates that the one that was discovered first, that's the one that gets priority if you're absorbing a species. Torosaurus was discovered after Triceratops, so it would really be that Torosaurus is just an older Triceratops.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than, so, no, but he's like, hey, what are you doing with that? Jack Horner's full of crap.
Yeah.
He's my nemesis on this show.
Wow.
Nah, I'm sure he's a very nice man.
Elevated. You finally have a nemesis. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jekama Horner. I'm sure listeners are very annoyed by this.
What listeners? They've all tuned out by now. Sorry if anybody's still listening.
So, unlike Triceratops, Styracomosaurus had no horns on its brow, which only a certain number of Ceratopsians had anyways. Since all these Ceratopsians have very different horn arrangements, the prevailing theory is that they were not used predominantly for defense, but for display, like during a mating season or for intimidating rivals.
Interesting.
Yeah,
maybe it makes sense. I mean, those are super intricate. It's got to be.
Have you ever heard of a Galliceratops?
It sounds familiar.
It's like one that it doesn't have spikes on its frill. It has like knobs that are kind of like this. So it looks like a crown.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Regaliceratops. Regali means like throne or crown.
Regal kind of.
Like
thing.
Regal, yeah. So.
Interesting.
There's one that's called Medusaceratops.
Really?
Yeah, and it has like the spikes are kind of like swayy, kind of like so they look like kind of snakes. So. And it could turn you to stone, I guess. Right?
Oh, wow.
There's a dinosaur called Gargoyleosaurus. That's a real dinosaur, but it was just a victim of Medusaceratops.
It was just a victim, right? Now, if we can, there was a way to reverse engineer Medusa's spell, right?
Yeah.
Can't we reverse engineer that Gargoyleosaurus?
Yeah. What do we have to do? You put the castle like above the clouds? What was the show? Remember the show Gargoyles?
Yeah. I came in to watch this on Disney Plus now.
Oh, that's right. You know, Kevin Feige has said if he was ever going to do another Disney property and adapt it would be Gargoyles.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know people have talked about wanting to do one of live action Gargoyles or something.
Add it to the list.
Right? The ever-growing list of 8 billion things.
I read they're actually going to do a live-action Black Cauldron. That's when you know they've scraped the bottom of the... But that was their biggest flop.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a flop as live-action, do Treasure Planet or Atlantis, for God's sakes. The ones that people want.
Atlantis was a flop?
Unfortunately, yes.
Really?
It came out like the same time as Shrek, and Shrek just appealed more to families. Because Atlantis was kind of violent and...
They even made a sequel to Atlantis.
Yeah, it was originally going to be a series, but those were three episodes that they condensed together into one movie, and they just released it.
So. Leonard Nimoy voiced the
Atlantian
king.
Leonard Nimoy, he was the king. Cree Summer was the princess. James Gardner was the villain. Michael J. Fox was the hero. Who else? Jim Varney was the cook, voice of Slinky and himself, and Ernest from Ernest Saves Christmas.
Nice.
I don't know anyone else in that movie, though. That's literally everyone I know from it.
Nice. So I really just knew Leonard Nimoy. I was like,
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard
Nimoy. He already has an M in the middle of his name, so it makes it Nimoy.
Right, yeah. It's like when I tried to do that with Lizard at the beginning. Lizimerd?
Lizimerd. Lizimerd.
Something like that.
So due to the well-documented remains of Ceratopsians around the world and across time, we have a pretty good idea of the evolutionary path of Styracosaurus. Pokemon style evolved into this, evolved into that.
Nice.
It started with Yinglong, the first Ceratopsian, which is actually known from the Jurassic.
Interesting.
Although technically it started back with the inception of life itself back in the Precambrian. Well, let's simplify this.
I mean, how far back do you really want to go?
Which over time left its home in China and crossed the Bering Strait into North America, evolving into Zuniceratops.
Ah, I've heard that one.
The first Ceratopsian with brown horns.
Mm-hmm.
Then into Styracosaurus, which was then further evolved into other Centrosaurian Ceratopsians like Aeneasaurus, Ankylosaurus, and Pachyrhinosaurus, another one from Dinosaur.
Ah, nice.
Side note, I actually first learned of Ankylosaurus. Here, you can see how it's pronounced right there. It's like down there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I first learned of it from the RTS game Paraworld.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've shown you Paraworld before.
Yeah, I actually bought it, but it didn't work on my computer for some reason.
No, it's old, and you have to kind of do some workarounds to make
it.
But it's such a fun game, though. But there's in one of the missions in the campaign, there's a herd of them around your starting base.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, there's an Ankylosaurus in an RTS game. That game was great.
Nice.
There's all these obscure dinosaurs in there. There's a tower that you can build that just fires swordies, which is a little pterodactyl, and it fires them at your enemy.
That's awesome.
Oh, that game is great.
Nice. This is a fire dinosaur shooting out of a Kamenin.
Kenaman, a sort of Medes. Archaeolumosaurus. Pachymerinosaurus. we got to put a stop to this before it goes too far.
I think it's already there.
Paleomabites.
Should just put that in the title for this one.
Starachomosaurus. They would hate that. Oh yeah. God.
It'd be like, what exactly happened here?
But yeah, I love it when things like that do obscure dinosaur species. That's so cool.
That's really cool. It's nice kind of like shout out, and then
yeah,
people who are actually really into dinosaurs and everything.
That's why I've loved when Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom used Sinoceratops. Like, that's such an obscure one to use, but they did it, and I was like, cool.
Right, exactly. They did a few of those. I know Stegomaluch is kind of a little bit.
That was actually also in Dinosaur briefly, but.
Hmm?
That was also in Dinosaur briefly.
Stegomaluch?
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't really see it too well, but it was.
It was like one of those little background running around kind of thing. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that movie used a lot of obscure ones. It didn't use any of the basic ones. It didn't use Triceratops. It used Styracosaurus and Pachyrhinosaurus. It didn't use Apatosaurus. It used Brachiosaurus.
Yeah.
It didn't use Parasaurolophus. Oh, it did use Parasaurolophus in the background. But it used Iguanodon. You know,
right, exactly.
It didn't use T-Rex. It used Carnotaurus.
Right. Did it have. What were the. Were they just velociraptors?
I think they were just. They never said what type of raptors they were, so they probably like.
Oh, yeah, they just called them raptors.
Yeah, I don't even think they called them raptors. I think the promotional material just called them raptors. But
yeah, I think that's right. They're like, we don't want to get messed up in this. They look cool. They look like what raptors, what you think a raptor looks like. I'm just going to call it a raptor.
Yep, exactly. They actually were going to add feathers to it originally, but they didn't have the. That was too expensive for back then to add
too
feathers.
Too expensive to add feathers? Come on.
They're more texture than scales. Scales. Oh, we're a little bit late for that one.
Right. Hopefully that comes out first so people get this joke.
All right. Well, now we're at everyone's favorite part of the show. Maybe, I don't know. We're right there. I'm a 1 out of 65 million for whatever reason. We like.
Oh,
this is. I think
it's got some sexy curves.
Yeah, it's got some good spikes.
Yeah,
it's real horny, right?
Or is it horn me?
Oh God! Nope, no more. I'm putting my foot down.
I'm pretty sure it's all in the chair right there.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. There. I put my foot down. There we go.
I guess I'm done. Done.
Yes, you are done.
Yeah.
You like that? You fizzled out. You went out with a wet fart rather than going out high.
It just not finished on a strong note there.
All right, so I'm going to rate it, let's see, I'm going to rate it like 45 million. I mean, it's a classic. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was going to go a little higher. I was going to say like 55.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
I like
it gets Alberta points, I guess.
Yeah. I like it. And, you know, obviously, since I'm an old lady at heart, having it be an old lady in the dinosaur movie.
Yeah, it's
kind of, you know, it connected, it resonated with me.
You had a kindred spirit with that one.
Exactly. Like, I feel like we could, you know, us two and the Brachiosaurus could sit down and watch Golden Girls together.
You know, the one in Dinosaur, the Stegosaurus specifically, reminded me of my grandmother. Not the other long neck one, that one didn't remind me of grandmother, just the Styracosaurus, because she was feisty like my grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, kind of got that little kick to her.
Yeah.
Nice, that's awesome.
So that's pretty cool. Yep, that's it for this week. If you want to contact the show, you can contact me at mattsd@matthewdonaldcreator.com. You can find me on social media at Matthew Donald Creator on Facebook, MatthewDonald64 on Twitter, and MatthewDonald64 on Instagram.
Now who's fizzling out like a wet fart?
If you're interested in writing, if you want to listen to another podcast with me for some reason,
Twitmarit.
It's the Ritwit, where two twits talk about ritting. It's real twits here. Not this twit, but, I mean, you not me twit, not you twit, Lawrence.
I'm a different type of twit.
Me twit, you twit, Tarzan. Okay. What?
My fingers just... That was weird.
It's the ghost!
It's the ghost! It's controlling me! Get out, demon. You've been expelled.
Yeah, do an exorcism.
Exorcism.
All right. Well, for some reason, you want to read a book by me after hearing all this. Guess what? I've got one.
There are
I've
no got, random muzz in this
it's
book.
It's called Megazoic. Megamazoic.
The extended edition is Megamazoic.
Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. 4 books, actually. It's part of a series. Yeah, it's dinosaur sci-fi. It's pretty cool. There is no mud jokes in it. Sadly. I think happily at this point.
Yeah, right. People like anything. I'll go read that just to get this mud crap out of my head.
Well, that's it for this week. As we say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, that's true.
Murmur.